You know, it's kind of fascinating, but also a little concerning, when you really dig into how large language models work. At the end of the day, they're fundamentally vulnerable to security attacks because of a core architectural flaw. Honestly, it means perfect security is just impossible.
It's a sobering reality, and recent research presented at the International Conference on Machine Learning backs that up. This isn't just a standard software bug you can patch and forget about. The vulnerability is inherently baked into how these models are designed and trained from the ground up.
Right, and if we look at the foundation, that's exactly what they are. Statistical pattern matching engines. They're really just predicting the next likely word in a sequence, rather than actually reasoning through or truly understanding context. It's like watching a highly advanced autocomplete work in real time.
And that design choice creates a critical weakness. Attackers can easily craft adversarial inputs, think prompt injection or jailbreaking, to trick the model. They can bypass safety guidelines, leak sensitive data, or even generate harmful content, all because the model is just following a statistical pattern.
It's wild how easily that happens. Because the model prioritizes pattern completion over contextual integrity or factual truth, it will actually comply with malicious instructions if the input pattern aligns with its training objectives. It's not being malicious on purpose. It's just doing exactly what it was built to do.
Which brings us to a tough realization. Traditional cybersecurity frameworks are largely ineffective against these kinds of threats. We can't just throw a conventional firewall around a language model and call it a day.
Exactly. Unlike conventional software, LLMs don't have a fixed perimeter or a predictable execution environment. There's no clear inside or outside to defend.
The entire attack surface is actually the model's own decision-making process. That means every single user prompt serves as a potential entry point for manipulation. It's a completely different security paradigm.
And it doesn't stop there. Because these models are continuously fine-tuned and updated, any security patch we apply is only temporary. You fix one thing, the model evolves, and you're back to square one.
That's why effective protection requires constant, resource-intensive monitoring and adaptation. We're talking about a continuous cycle rather than a one-time fix. It's a significant operational commitment.
I can't stress enough how substantial the real-world implications are here. We're not just talking about theoretical risks anymore.
That's right. Enterprises are increasingly deploying LLMs in critical workflows. We're seeing them handle confidential customer data, automate financial decisions, and even manage critical infrastructure. The stakes are incredibly high.
And that widespread integration absolutely amplifies the risk. We're looking at potential data privacy breaches, automated misinformation campaigns, financial fraud, and even systemic disruption across industries. It's a lot to unpack.
Deploying AI without acknowledging these inherent limitations creates an unacceptable level of operational risk. We have to be realistic about what these systems can and cannot do.
So, how do we actually mitigate these threats? I think the industry really needs to shift its mindset. Instead of chasing absolute prevention, we should be implementing layered defense and proactive risk management.
I completely agree. Effective strategies are already taking shape. We're seeing the deployment of real-time runtime monitoring to catch anomalies and policy violations, strict input sanitization, restricting model access to sensitive environments, and maintaining mandatory human oversight for any high-stakes decisions.
It's also encouraging to see developers exploring smaller, specialized models. Those are generally much easier to audit and control compared to these massive, general-purpose systems. It's a really smart pivot.
And that leads to the critical takeaway here. While LLMs can never be made completely secure, they absolutely can be made resilient. We have to accept that trade-off.
You're so right. By accepting these inherent architectural vulnerabilities and adopting adaptive, multi-layered security frameworks, organizations can actually build systems capable of efficiently detecting, containing, and recovering from breaches when they happen.
Ultimately, responsible AI deployment requires transparent research, continuous monitoring, and a pragmatic approach to managing the unavoidable risks of generative technology. It's not about fear, it's about building smarter, safer systems.